Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 30, 2026. A sewer break in Haverhill has closed some North Shore beaches, and the Nahant Housing Authority is talking capital improvements. Partly cloudy near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:38 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting that beaches in several North Shore communities are closed just as this heat wave starts building in New England. The beaches closed after a massive wastewater pipe broke over the weekend and dumped millions of gallons of sewage into the Merrimack River. The break occurred in Haverhill in a pipe that carries wastewater from the main pumping station to the treatment plant. ItemLive.com is reporting the Nahant Housing Authority approved the FY27 capital improvement budget on Monday with a focus on family housing unit safety. Installing smoke alarms has been a priority for the Housing Authority Board to address the recurring issue of tenants removing the detectors. After the regional capital assistance team management in the town switched over, the smoke alarm plans went unnoticed. With the cost of the smoke alarms exceeding the remaining $27,000 in the Housing Authority's budget, the manager suggested that they find a backup plan. The backup plan was to revamp the bathroom vent systems. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Last week in his Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon spoke of three additions to the city's staff and one subtraction.
We swore in three new officers today. Their graduation was Monday, I believe. They graduated from the Linfield Police Academy. And so three new of them, I'm just going to mention them real quick. Tristan Vincent, Michaela Vincent, and Stephen Drury. So congratulations to you three. We're so thankful to have you here in Newburyport. I think this puts us at full staff now at the police department, which is really great. Again, we were down some numbers over the last couple of years, and Marshall Simons has done a great job building that staff back up. And we've just got some really great and talented officers now on the force, and we're going to put them to work. So again, welcome to Newburyport, and we're glad that you're here. We had some news come out that I announced to the city council on Monday night as well. Our IT director, Dave Petto, announced that he is retiring on July 31st. So that's coming up pretty quick. But I want to thank Dave. Dave's been here for 2 years. He came to us from Belmont, where he had served for a bunch of years. And he kind of came along at a good time. We had some big IT projects that were started by the previous director. What comes next for the IT department, but we'll be sharing those plans here shortly. But again, thank you to Dave Petto for his 2 years of really great work here in the city.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Back to the beaches for a minute. In the localnews.news, the report says that all beaches and shellfishing flats in Ipswich have closed following a major sewer main break in Haverhill that dumped millions of gallons of sewage into the Merrimack River. Ipswich Public Health Director Colleen Furman announced on Monday that all beaches in Ipswich, including Crane, Pavilion, Steep Hill, Clark, and Little Neck, will be closed for swimming until further notice. Paul Layton of the Beverly Beat has some interesting reporting about to be published. You do, and I've learned so much over the years from you and from the other guys, too, at the papers and so on, and I want to keep this going. Before we close this out, can you maybe tease something about other things that you may have in the pipeline that you want to look at, or is it sort of a day-by-day thing?
No, I do have some stories that I'm working on. In fact, just before I came on with you, I came back from writing a story on this place in Beverly. It's called the Garden City Towers. So it's a Beverly Housing Authority building for people with low income and disabled people and elderly people. It's like the tallest building in Beverly. But the Community Preservation Committee recently authorized spending, I think it's a total of $2 million. They're putting fire sprinkler system in the building. And the fire chief wrote a letter saying this is one of the things he worries about is this. The tallest building in the city, it was built in the 70s before sprinklers were required. And so they're going to be spending all this money to put it. But I went there and I got a tour of the building, and then I just went back today and talked to some residents.
That's Paul Layton of the Beverly Beat. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the North Shore sports scene quiets down this week, leading up to the 4th of July. The North Shore Navigators were off last night and are off again tonight. Red Sox beat the Nationals 6-3 last night in the first of a three-game series at Fenway. Game 2 is tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our Media Director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.